And we're back with episode 19 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears, curating the best in independent music from across the internet. I am your host, Matt the Matman Breyer. Got a bit of a head cold this week, so apologize for the nasalness of my voice, but the show must go on. And we're going to be making up for the eclectic that we haven't been doing in the last 2 weeks this week. Everything from Celtic music to hip-hop to classic jazz and some traditional folk and rock and roll in there too. So buckle your safety belts and place your tray in the upright position. We're getting ready to take off. I'm going to kick off this week with Celtic from a classic Irish band, Altan. And this is off their 25th anniversary celebration CD that was recorded back in 2010. The title of this track is The Big Man Within, Tilly Finn's Reel. Altan, one of the most important live acts to play traditional Irish music in Ireland and on the world stage, celebrated 25 years on the road in 2010. To mark this anniversary, they recorded an album featuring a collection of songs from the past 25 years with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Singer, and I don't know any Celtic here, so I'm going to slaughter his name. I think it's Marie Nye, is widely considered to be one of Ireland's finest vocalists. That's not even close on the name. Altan performed in some of the most prestigious venues around the world, the Sydney Opera House, the Hollywood Bowl, the Royal Albert Hall, the Alt Opera Frankfurt, the Greek Theater, Los Angeles, and many more. Respected by their contemporaries, they performed and recorded with the Chieftains, Dolly Parton, Bonnie Raitt, Alison Krauss, to name but a few. I did actually get a chance to catch a live performance from this band it's back in the early 2000s here in Louisville. And they're, I'm a huge fan. I've got some of their music. They actually played at Phoenix Hill here in Louisville around St. Patrick's Day back in the early 2000s. And got to catch that concert, and it was great. Especially in the small kind of tavern pub environment, it really worked out. So I'm a huge fan of theirs. And here is that track on Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Thank you. never really got a chance to explore, or never took a chance to explore jazz or jazz vocalists until my later college years. It was a great experience, though, and I'm always finding new and interesting things, but a few are more well-known than the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. And this week, Big Three is releasing a collection, a 60-track collection, entitled Songbooks, the Absolutely Essential Collection. I don't know if this is a domestic release or if it's international. I haven't seen anything on it around here or like on Amazon. I checked there. So it may be an international-only release, but it does give me a chance to play some of her music. And this is Ella Fitzgerald with Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and it's torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you.
I was listening through some new music this week, and this one kind of popped up on my radar. It's from a band called Pistols at Dawn, and notes on this album says, over the course of the summer of 2010, encircled by their improbable equipment, a clutch of songs emerged from simple grooves and riffs jammed by Pistol at Dawn. The songs lounged around, collars unbuttoned, sipping ale, and waited to see what would happen next. Singer Dan fled to a secluded island and filled several notebooks with more lyrics of love, loss, devotion, and destruction. The album began to take shape. Later in the year, with a resolute do-it-yourself ethic, Pistols at Dawn retreated to a vast haunted house on the outskirts of the remote plague village in Rutland and recorded the album Tarnation themselves in one long weekend. With the curtains drawn and log fires burning, surrounded by darkened corners and locked, musty rooms, surviving on a diet of very little sleep and local cider, the songs were recast in a blaze of handcrafted, swift-fingered virtuosity. Even further description of this album, a heady mix of 70s folk fused with beat-driven psychedelia. If Nick Cave and the Fleet Foxes bowed to hip-hop influences, it might well sound something like this. This album's due for release on February 19th digitally and street release in the stores on February 20th. The title of the album is Tarnation, the band is Pistols at Dawn, and this song is Man Wolf Man.
Thank you.
This next track is a debut single from a hip-hop artist, Jack. The title of the song is Holster, and it's from his upcoming album, Escape from Radio Prison. It will be available soon on Elect Recordings. Lead single from debut album by Jack hails from Germany and has been honing his production skills for several years. He's a new addition to the Elect Records roster and also the latest member to join the Scribbling Idiots crew. His skill has taken him to places, and he has been able to produce for many mainstream hip-hop acts. So check it out. You can check out all their recordings upcoming and such at elect.bandcamp.com. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. You can also get the single, Holster. This is Jack here on here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
MC. I don't make the song cry, I make the track scream. I make a rapper self-esteem like a fat teen. I am that mean, I ain't got friends. I got rhymes like where the sidewalk ends. I'm like BJ Penn in the pen with a pen, dropping it like I'm wearing Depends. Bring your offer to the altar after making amends. Here's a tip to your hipsters, I'm breaking your trends. Advice to mad mites trying to be men. Chasing after cheese is a means to an end. I'm a mix between the onset of a bomb threat and your mom's check to see if you're calm yet. After a bad dream, blasting at man's greed, planting mad seeds at maximum land speed. That be the grand scheme, who you loyal to? I'm a Kentucky king, homie, I wear royal blue. Just me is a wildcat with a style that resembles a runner when he on his final lap. Sweat and determination, forgetting about pacing. DJs break my record, come jetting out the station. Praising Yahweh with a Jew's jubilation. 9/11 troops to the crews round the nation. Just me and SI, the crew that you're facing. Best team creating sound since creation. MC, I tried to warn thee. MC, it's way beyond thee. MC, the times upon thee. Speak now or forever hold your MC. I tried to warn thee. MC, it's way beyond thee. MC, the times upon thee. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Are you impressed now? I ain't even trying yet. You were blessed now, my flow is a lion's neck. Hairy and full of game, man, you a lame brain. Must be all the aspartame drinks in the fame game. But I don't play that, you can say that. I'd rather drive a big old truck than a Maybach. Not four-wheel drive, I'm talking 18. And you can feel the change coming on like late spring. The booth heating up with me and Mike meeting up. Jack got a batch of beats that I'm beating up. You got a problem with that, start speaking up. I try blowing up, but I don't rhyme weak enough. I don't drink enough, I don't smoke weed enough. Mostly I don't buy the bullcrap that they feeding us, no. And that's a family matter. I throw down before I go down like Hank Gathers. Battle me, you better go first if you try it. Or die before you get your shot like Lynn Byers. MC, I tried to warn thee. MC, it's way beyond thee. MC, the times upon thee. Speak now or forever hold your MC. I tried to warn thee. MC, it's way beyond thee. MC, the times upon thee. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Ohio-based Paul Kulis is an American musician, singer-songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist known by the pseudonym Proof I Exist. His debut album, Suburban Sci-Fi, is self-described as a modern-day love story about the pursuit of happiness in unprecedented times. Check it out. He's influenced by Sublime, Cage the Elephant, The White Stripes, and Nirvana. Though his music comes across a little bit folkier, I'd say indie rock folk sound, maybe even a piano rock sound on a couple of the songs. But check out the album; it's available through Bandcamp, and it is a free download right now. So definitely check that out. I will warn you if you're offended by profanity showing up in music in any way, shape, or form. At least one of the tracks on the album does have a couple of words that will probably offend you. Overall, the album, though, is clean. So, and the content of the lyrics themselves are really not offensive. It's just, you know, I like to throw those warnings out so people don't come back and start yelling at me later for promoting music that they don't find acceptable. So, having said that, go check it out. It is Suburban Sci-Fi by Proof I Exist. Here's the song Songbird off of that album.
Baby, my heart keeps jumping, ringing like a 20s drum, and so my blood keeps pumping, running like it's under the gun, because my heart is starting to sing, and now your love has given it wings. Come be my song.
Okay, I'm going to officially retract the pop piano sound designation that I gave to that last artist. I think it may have been just one song that came across that way, or I may have been confusing him with somebody else completely. Regardless, we are coming to the end of the show, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoy putting it together for you each week. If you want to contact me, you can email me at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. You can call into the show on the Google Voice line. It's 502-509-1607. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/idiosyncpod. Or on Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. All of this is available on the Contact Me tab of the website. There's also a form there where you can make an easy send in email without having to open your own email client or Gmail or whatever you use to send it. If you're a band interested in having your music on the show, shoot me an email. It's probably the easiest way of starting that conversation. And we're going to end this week with another one from the net label Ah Records, or as I said last week, Ah Records. This is a band called The Wind Whistles. The beginning of The Wind Whistles can be traced back to early 2006, after Tom and Lisa returned from an inspiring voyage overseas. Their original plan was to make a folk duo that could pull the sonic weight of a full band. With Lisa on acoustic bass and Tom on acoustic guitar, she would often play the downbeat and he would take care of the backbeat. Adding their alternating and harmonizing voices to the mix, the duo crafted the sound flexible enough to grace festival stages and living rooms alike. When the animals arrived, however, some things changed. And so, this is off of their album. Hold on. I'm going to pull up the title for you here. That's what I get for not planning ahead. It's off their release, Animals Are People Too. The title of the song is Turtle, and it will be ending this episode. I hope you have a great week, and tune in next week. We'll be back with more eclectic and independent music from across the web.